Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AwooCast Episode 4. I am your host, Nido Flow, and I am joined by my co-host.
What's my name?
What?
Northcote. Cobalt North.
Are you serious?
I genuinely forgot.
What?
I wanted to say my old Sona name.
Oh my god. Guys, this is episode 4.
I'm not okay.
That's my co-host, everybody.
Cobalt North.
Coat.
Hi.
What a beautiful intro. If this is your first episode, I'm sorry.
We're so professional.
Stop. Yeet. Also.
Did you just say yeet?
Yeah.
You really told me to stop. Just to say yeet.
Yeah. So this episode is about mersuits. This episode is about mersuits. Which, you know, I'm very familiar with.
From ye olden times.
Yes, it's sort of my origin story in the fandom.
It really is.
My orgasm story.
It wasn't supposed to be.
This is another episode where North is with me here in person. Fortunate or unfortunate, you decide.
Hi.
But the sound should be better this episode, so enjoy that. Anyway, let's get into the topic of mersuiting.
So what is mersuiting? Never heard of it.
Hilarious. You jerked off to me before.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
But we'll get into that in a bit.
That's before I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Mersuiting. And I got to knew him. Instantly turned
got off. To knew him, yep.
Got to knew him. Button?
Mersuiting is when you have a fursuit with a hole in the front and or back with the purpose of fucking or being fucked, which I started in the fandom when... I'll get to look at my like little origin story.
Your origin?
Of how I got my first fursuit. The reason I got the fursuit from the maker I did is because I discovered them on a website called XTube. And this is a website that hosted all the early mersuit pornography. And I found it very sexually appealing.
So was Pornhub just like not a thing back then?
I just didn't use it. I used XTube.
Okay.
And I think XTube is more for amateurs, which is what I like more.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, that was kind of like the OGs posted on XTube, the OG mersuiters. And I saw it and I was like, that's really hot. It make my pee-pee hard. I jerk off to it a lot. So one of the...
I hated that.
Yes, one of the OG mersuiters' name was... I can say it now. He already know. It's Noble Wolf. He was like one of the first. And I saw his suits and for some godforsaken reason in my mind, I was like, those look great. And I want one. They didn't look great.
In person.
Or online, really. I'm over
casual
the...
casual shade.
I don't even think he's in the fandom really much anymore. I don't think he gives a shit. I don't even think he's making suits. Anyway, I was like, I want one because I didn't know of any other fursuit makers that had SPHs, which is called strategically placed holes, where, you know, the zippers, basically, that open up for your pee-pee. And so I commissioned him.
Okay.
And then I got one after a while, and it looked scary and fucking awful, like a troll doll, but 10 times worse.
That's the one you burned, wasn't it?
That's the one I literally set on fire because it was such a piece of shit. The bodysuit was fine, though. He was more of a tailor than an artist, so.
Yeah, I would say that with some strong confidence.
So when I was around 19-ish, I took this fursuit, and the different fursuit head that I got from Firestorm because no one wanted to see the old one, believe me.
Is that the one you still have?
Yes.
That's the same head?
Yes. It is a over 10 years old, that fursuit head.
I genuinely thought like you just had it remade. Like made you a new head.
That's
the same fucking
one.
Head. Jesus Christ.
But I took that fursuit head and that body and I made videos on XTube of me jerking off in suit, fucking a fleshlight mount in suit, playing with my boyfriend at the time in suit and he was in motocross gear.
Oh, that's hot.
Being flogged in suit. I can't. That was basically it. Just more jerking off videos. So that's how I was more known in the fandom at the time.
Did some BDSM ones, didn't you, as well?
Well, like me being flogged. Oh, and I also had one where I was sounded.
Yeah.
And then another one where I was being ridden in fursuit and then milked with that thing.
That's the one that I got off to.
Yeah, that one was pretty hot. That was in Chicago, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. Is that Martini Fox's place?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I posted those online because I was a young adult who really wanted attention after no one liked him in high school and early school. I had no friends. So I was like, Yeah. So I was like, I want attention. And the easiest way to get attention was to post Mersuit videos.
To get fucked.
Well, I didn't get fucked, but sure.
Is to fuck.
Yes. And, like, that wasn't the only reason, honestly. It was also because I liked Mersuit stuff so much, I wanted to make it for other people, too. Because mm-hmm. I enjoyed it a lot. I cranked it to it a lot. So I posted it on XTube, and for many years, that's how people knew me, as the Mersuiter that posted on XTube. And there were people before me, like, oh god, I'm trying to think of the OGs. There was Noble Wolf, there was...
So did he actually also, like, do the porn, Noble?
Oh yeah, he did the Mersuit porn. Mm. He had a uncut dick. Did he do the porn? Yes. He did lots of hot Mersuit porn. I mean, other than the heads, but whatever. You took what you can get back then. There was also a kangaroo... I'm trying to think of his name. The kangaroo fursuiter that was on XTube.
You're looking at me as if I would know.
Well, you jerked off to porn. Like, that was
XTube. I legit only jerked off to yours just because, like, it just came across. It's not like I was looking at...
Came across? Your belly with
Well,
tummies.
I used to actually come on my phone screen because I thought that was hot. Wait, so I what? Quite literally, probably, most wait, likely, wait, came on you.
Why did you think that's hot?
I don't know. I used to get off to the thought of, like, coming on my phone screen... Like, to the image that I was looking at.
I'm going to straight up laugh to that because what the fuck?
So I came on you.
Great.
Moral of the story.
First and last time. How many times did you jerk off to that video?
More than once, but less than 5 times.
Okay. Anyway, so back then I had people coming up to me at conventions going... Hey, I don't really like your videos. And I'd be like, oh, okay, thank you.
Of course, at this time, YouTube not being one of the factors.
No, I was, that was, I didn't
so
even know.
Your videos would have been
It was only my XTube videos. And granted, I met a lot of Mersuiters through it and had a lot of great sex. So there's that.
Huff.
Don't ever say that.
Because poppers.
I don't like poppers. Those kill your brain cells. Don't do poppers. Those are bad for you. It's literally VHS head cleaner.
I know.
Okay, great. Anyway, so that's how I was first known in the fandom and for a long time. And a lot of people didn't like me because when I started posting, there was only a handful of, like, public Mersuiters at the time. So I was, like, kind of wave 1.5, wave 2 of public Mersuiters. So I was very early on it.
So, like, how many of you, like, were there? Like, at least, like, in the mainstream, quote-unquote?
I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe 10 or 15.
Okay.
That would, like, post.
Well, I'm like...
And, like, five regulars.
Okay.
But, so, like, I was very early to be public about Mersuiting, and that, people did not like that. I have people to this day that fucking hate me because I'm associated with Mersuiting, which is ignorant as fuck, and they're stupid. But that has always stuck with me since. And that's... Yeah. And then, you know, years ago, I switched to YouTube and I stopped. I, like, deleted all my stuff and I tried to get away from...
That monocle.
I tried to get away from the, like, sexual persona.
As we have a...
But no, I was about to say. But ironically, now that I've been doing YouTube for years, I've started accepting it again with a second channel with Nido because I'm 30, I'm an adult, and I enjoy the sexual aspect of the fandom, and I see no shame in talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm doing this now. So I kind of... sex and clean is kind of how I went.
Like, as someone who's, like... So, like, you being someone who's been in the circle of Mersuiting for, like, 10 years now.
The cum circle.
Like, throughout that timeline, how has, like, the opinion of Mersuiting changed?
Well, back then... it was very, like, taboo, and, like, it's more accepted now by a long shot,
mm-hmm.
by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
However, people are still really shitty about Mersuiters, and they don't stop harassing them and acting like we can't be adults having sex in our suits if we damn well please. And it's obnoxious that it's still this way, and it probably always will be. And also, I've noticed any of the, like, early Mersuiters like me who were public about it seem to get the most hate still because people associate us with it in their mind.
Yeah, because you're, like, the original.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still get hate for it all the time. And wow. I'm not trying to be a victim again. I don't fucking, like, whatever. It's annoying, but I deal with it because I made that choice at a younger age, being like 19 or 20, and now it's stuck with me for 11 years later, or 10 years later.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. But, I mean, I'm glad it's slowly becoming more accepted. Not that it needs your fucking acceptance, but... Because, you know, there's fursuit makers that are... Like, Made For You has Made For You After Dark, where they literally make modded suits for people.
Mm-hmm.
Made For You always has. They just weren't super open about it like they are now.
Like, you had to ask, like,
hey. Yeah, you had to, like, nudge them and be like, so do you do zippers? And they always have, and they're like, yeah, sure, we don't care.
What kind of zipper are you looking for?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, also people are making, like, fake sheaths and fake fursuit vaginas and stuff like that as, like, accessories. So it's more and more over time people are not being obnoxious about it, and it's kind of nice. Because I'm happy that people don't have to go through all of the harassment that I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But mersuiting is super fucking hot.
Who are some of your favorites?
Senny is a mersuiter that has an ass that can take
from God.
First of all, A+ ass. Second of all, he can take anything in it, and it's wonderful. Big old fists. I would love to fist him sometimes.
Is he the one that live streams? Like with
that his, what streams?
That live streams.
Larv streams?
Larv streams. Larva streams.
Yes, he does it on Plexstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like dick out.
Which he is has
like
hot a as fuck.
Dick cam.
Yes. I'd fucking love that. And he has an uncut cock, which is my favorite, and he has a gorgeous uncut cock. And big old balls, again, my favorite. Like, I would love to have his balls on my face and just suck his dick. I don't even care about fucking him.
Is he French? Is that what he is?
No.
Oh.
That's Stormy you're thinking of.
Stormy.
Stormy's a French one. No. Senny lives in Seattle with, like, Ari and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. Ari also is one of my favorites just because, like, he is a personal friend of mine and, like, helped me discover kink and stuff.
Because
he's the one who's flogging me in that video and stuff. And, like, we don't really talk anymore, but he always has a special place in my heart for, like, opening me up to kink and getting me to try new things. And
he was your kink dad.
And him throat-fucking me is just, God.
Yeah.
Ugh. I would submit to Ari any day. He's one of the, like, few people on Earth that I think is, like, I respect him as a dom fully and will be proud to, like, sit next to him. Like, that's how...
Seriously?
Yes, that's how into him I am.
Oh, my God.
Like, in the dom sub. Wait, dom sub. Dom subway.
You dumbass sub.
the subway sandwich way. You know what I mean? Other mersuiters. Stormy's really hot.
I think he was... I genuinely think he's one of the first ones I actually stumbled across.
Yeah. Well, that's... Oh, you're so much younger than me. It just shows because...
Well, yeah.
He came a lot later, but... uncut dick, but let's be honest, he doesn't really use it much because he is a bottom.
Really?
Yeah. And he has videos with Senny, which is hot as fuck, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other, like, public... I don't want to, like, out someone as a mersuiter because I know a lot... like, I'm in some private mersuit groups, like, OG ones, and I don't want to out anybody as a mersuiter, but I'm trying to think of, like, the public ones that I find super hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think of that. Like, just being honest, though, some of my favorite stuff is, like, the amateur stuff.
Well, I don't... There's no professional mersuit stuff.
Well, I mean, like...
What do you mean?
Just, like... Like, someone who's, like, never done it before. Like, has, like, cheap phone camera propped up against a wall. Like, really shitty, grainy photos that you've never
seen before. For mersuit stuff?
Yeah. It's a lot more authentic. Because even with some of your stuff, like, when I used to watch, like, some of your stuff, and I will say, full disclosure, I actually, even after I met Odin, I genuinely went back and watched some of your other stuff just to see, like, what the fuck people were actually talking about. Like, did he do something, like, horrible in a video?
Yeah.
Even that stuff, it's like a little more staged. Like, you can tell, like, there was effort made in recording it. I like the stuff where it's like someone just happened to set up a camera in the background. Like, that's stuff I prefer. Like, people that you've never heard of and will never see again.
Also, for the record, no, none of my videos were, I never did anything questionable. It was all consenting adults. You can look at the videos now, unfortunately, because I can't take them down. People upload them without my consent and will not take them down, which is just lovely, but that's why they're still out there.
Don't you love people?
No. No, I really don't.
You love me? No.
I'm trying to think of the kangaroo's name because, like, there's a video of his ass that I've gotten off to so many times. Oh, God, what is his name? He also fucked a Stitch plush, which I found hot.
Is he the one that got you into the Stitch plush humping?
No, I think that was a different one. But he just did it too. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I can't remember your name. Kangaroo Man.
Kangaroo Man, if
you're listening. To be fair, I don't think I've ever had an extended conversation with him. So there was also some Firestorm suitors that were out at the time that were hot as fuck. And that's why. I mean, I like Firestorm suits. Hi.
Really?
Any One For All suit. Almost any. There are some that are not so hot. Almost any One For All suit, like, I'm like, that's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And they got them bedroom eyes for a reason. And that's why I got one, because they're fucking hot.
Because which one is the sexy Odin? That's...
One For All.
That's One For All? Okay.
Yeah, even though he can't make a nose that doesn't crack. One For All. Hint, hint. I already got mine fixed, and it cracked again. And he's like, these ones don't crack. And I'm like, great. Like, a week later, it's cracked. I'm like, seriously? Cool, glad I paid for that. Yeah. It's that bad. He, no matter what, his fucking nose is crack. I'm just like, that sucks. It's okay. It's just used for my job, and thousands of people see it every day. It's fine. Anyway. What other hot merch suitors are there? Like, what are, you've got to be able to think of a couple.
I genuinely... Well, this is what I mean. Like, I... The extent of me liking merch suit is just, like, I'm in a bunch of merch suit chats on Telegram. Not even chats. Channels on Telegram. So, like, I just join it and just, like, scroll through. Like, oh, that's hot. Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's hot. I don't really subscribe to, like, people's individual stuff. So...
I remember, you know, like, a lot of people go to conventions and they would see, like now it's, like, a furry YouTuber or a TikToker and they'd be like, oh my god, you know, they have, like, fan moment in their head or out loud. For me, back in the day when I was younger, it'd be like, oh my god, there's that mersuit I like so much. And I'd be like, ooh, seeing them at conventions, like, ooh.
Seriously?
Yeah, that was, I didn't say it out loud, but I was like, ooh,
well, I mean, someone did that to you.
I'd be like, I jerked off to them so many times.
I mean, it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that was like my, because I didn't watch furry YouTube or anything, and TikTok didn't exist. Neither did Vine when I started Fandom, I don't think.
I mean, this was 10 years ago. Yeah. I don't even think, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was on furry YouTube 10 years ago?
Shira wasn't even on it 10 years ago, I don't think. No.
Well, he's relatively young, so he would have been like, what, 15?
Yeah, no, he didn't. I mean, he's one of the first, and that's why he's so popular. It's one of the reasons.
First American Mama.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, first of all, he's just... good at what he does, so kudos to him.
And he's a nice man, and I like him.
He's so sweet. But
also, we can talk about how his suit got publicly outed.
That was
he had a secret suit, which I knew like a long time because I rarely talk to him. We're acquaintances. Like he doesn't talk much, but I knew he had a secret mersuit, and I was like, ooh, that's hot. But then eventually, like, some shitty furry that no one likes tried to out his mersuit, and they did, and they named it and everything, which was just garbage.
They didn't even just name it, they also described it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this color and this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
And you're like, I don't understand color, but okay.
What's color?
Yeah. But so they outed Majira's mersuit, but that just shows you, like, mersuits...
the shittiness.
Well, that person can go die in a hole. But I'm saying mersuits are so fucking common... People in this fandom have no goddamn idea.
Oh, yeah.
Like, name a popufer, 75, 80% will have a mersuit. Or
that many?
Oh, probably. Well, or, like, they have
a... Is this based on your, like, personal experience? Or just, like, just guessing?
A lot of them. They'll either have a secret suit, they'll have a different body that's modded, or they'll have a really well-hidden zipper, like... Or they'll be into mersuits and don't have one themselves, and they'll fuck around in suit, or they'll just wear the head and partial it.
Okay.
Because that's a thing that a lot of people
do. Fucking poodle it.
Is they don't have a mersuit, but yeah, they'll put that fursuit head on and fuck. And it's like, you realize that's mersuiting. They're like, no, it's not. It's like, yeah, it fucking is, but okay.
Like you're in suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is very, very common. Like mersuits are everywhere. There's so many. And a lot of people get a fursuit and over time they put a zipper in the crotch. They mod it.
Because they're honestly, like, I would put one in the crotch just to fucking pee.
Yeah, that's the common, like, excuse, but then you'd use it to fuck.
I would just use it to pee.
You wouldn't have someone suck your dick?
No! I think that's... Okay. I'm someone who overheats really, really easily. I would not even think. I don't have a fursuit, by the way.
Oh.
But...
Sure.
The fact of, like, let's engage in something that's inherently very, very, like, body warming as someone who sweats just at the thought of walking upstairs. So, yeah.
What? It's just true.
Oh. I was, like, waiting for fat joke. Like
I would never make a fat joke. I'm not the type of person. But anyway, mersuits, right?
Salsa. Yeah.
Salsa?
For anyone who's from last episode, We just recorded that, and that was a moment. It was a journey.
Anyway, mersuits. They're... Oh my god, one thing I fucking love is mersuit facials. Like, when someone jizzes on a fursuit head, I'm like, ugh. And for the fucking record, by the way, I have never done that to one of my own wolf heads. Ever. Period. There has never been a dick in the muzzle. There has never been a dick on the muzzle. There has never been cum, pee, any sexual fluid on those heads. Ever. And I'm not making that up. A lot of people don't believe it, but I've literally... Because I've just been weird about, like, just... not doing that to the fursuit heads, because that's the one part I can't throw in a wash.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Now, how about Naito?
What about Naito? Sorry, what do you ask?
Like, bodily fluids on Naito. The head.
I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, Naito... Naito... I guess I've never said it, but Naito's a mersuit. A lot of, like... It's obvious, but a lot of people don't know that he's a mersuit.
I mean, it's out there.
Like, Naito was literally created just to be my mersuit. Because I didn't really use Odin anymore after YouTubing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the new body and stuff, and I didn't feel like bringing out the other body. And, like... So, yeah.
Naito's... feel like bringing out the other body.
Well, okay. So, for Odin, when I, like, after a while doing YouTube, I bought a brand new body that didn't have a zipper.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just keep the mersuit for just in the closet, and then I never did anything in the suit that I would public suit in.
Because mm-hmm.
people are really, you know, finicky about that for YouTube, and I was like, fine, I'll just buy an entire new body.
Yeah.
And I did. And then I got Naito Flow, as he was supposed to be the, like, my sexual side personified more.
Okay.
And yes, it has a mersuit. Yes, I've fucked in it. And yeah, there's been cummies on Naito. But guess what? This is what a lot of people don't understand. So mersuits... are often cleaner than regular suits, because usually if I play, I disinfect it with, like, rubbing alcohol water mix to, like, just get the disinfectant in there.
Yeah.
And then I'll scrub the fuck out of it with soap and water at a convention, and then disinfect it again if I'm ever going to go out in that suit and, like, at the convention in Naito.
Yeah.
So, like, literally there's no germs on that area. There ain't no fluids left after soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
He's clean as fuck. And also...
probably cleaner.
Yeah, cleaner than a lot of, like, fursuits that are sweaty as fuck and they just can't... They don't clean it at a convention ever.
This is just a bit of a side rant. Fuck those people. You can tell have not cleaned their suit in a long-ass time. Well,
it's not great, but I don't care. It's whatever. But also, mersuits, like, for Naito, every time I use him after a session, he gives him the wash. Like, he gets thoroughly fucking clean. Like, that boy is clean. So, people are weird about it. They're like, oh my god, how could you hug a mersuit? And it's like, well, they're probably cleaner than normal suits that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, that person's just kind of gross. So.
Yeah.
And they'd be gross in a normal suit, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
if they didn't have that standard, they probably wouldn't even have a second suit, being honest.
Yeah.
So
yes, Naito's a mersuit. No shit. I mean, I've never said it. I never really wanted to say it, but then again, I'm not ashamed of it at all. Yeah, it's all your fault, North. I'm not ashamed of it, though, and it's... I'm not really secretive about it. I don't post any, like, mersuit porn of him, because I don't fucking want that, you know? I don't need that same attention I needed when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's just like, I don't know, fucking a hot bunny suit if I goddamn well please.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people want to be fucked by Naito because... bunnies are typically, like, bottoms, but I only top, and they think it's kind of a hot role reversal.
Yeah, like, almost like a power bottom? Power?
Top. Well, it's a top, still.
But, like...
It's not a power bottom, no. Just a regular old top, but they happen to be a bunny. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did the mental gymnastics.
Like, I have that mersuit, and I literally can't remember the last time I've mersuited.
Well, COVID.
Like, even with boyfriend, I've never done it. I've never done anything with my boyfriend in my fursuit.
Okay.
And he's wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
Why haven't you?
Because...
You live together!
Well, A, the body was too small and I just had that fixed. Like, it was too short for me and I'm a short person. Like, it hurt my shoulders to wear.
He's like 4'2".
I'm 5'6". But also...
And a half.
Mersuiting is so fucking inconvenient. It is so...
Hot.
Inconvenient. Well, because you have to fucking full suit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you sweat like a motherfucker. And, like, for me, being in the suit does nothing for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me if I'm in the suit. It's for them.
Okay.
So, really, I like other people to be in the mersuit. Because then you get to feel, like, the mersuit on your skin, that nice soft fur. You get to see them. But when it's me in the suit, I don't get, like, in a character headspace or anything.
You're just warm.
Yeah, I'm just warmer. I like the fact that it makes me feel sexier, sure. Mm-hmm. And if I'm at, like, a mersuit party, which I've definitely been to a few, that's fine. But I don't love being in them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I'll do it if it's, like, if they're only going to mersuit. If I'm mersuit, then, like, all right, let's do it.
This is going to sound also really stupid, and I've always wanted to ask this to someone who does porn. Have you ever gotten off to, like, your own videos?
No.
So you've never watched one of your own videos and schlicked it?
No.
Really?
That's weird.
I've always been curious about that.
I one time, like a long time ago, had my then boyfriend wear Odin.
And I tried to fuck.
I still couldn't bottom it. And then I tried to fuck him, and it was just too weird for me, and I didn't like it.
It was like surreal.
Yeah, because I am Odin.
It was like a weird dream.
Fucking me is just too weird. I didn't like it. Didn't like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is incredibly hot in there. Oftentimes, when people have mersuit sex, they start out in full suit. And then after a while,
it's just they
take their heads off.
Oh, that's the first. Is that the first to come off?
Yes, because that's a million degrees.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't come in 2 minutes, which, hey, sometimes it happens. Am I right, bro? High five.
I take a while. What do you mean?
Sometimes I can. Sometimes I nut really fast, though. Not gonna lie. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But yeah, the heads often come off. But there's also mersuit parties, which are fun.
Never been to one.
Well, you don't have a mersuit, so that makes sense. They're for people who have mersuits.
Do you need to have one?
Yes.
Is it like a... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people all go in mersuit and they have sex and it's kind of like an orgy.
Okay.
And like, I got to play with like uncut dicks and fuck a couple guys and
it's hot.
It was really hot. So definitely been to those. There's also some people that like wear shorts on their suits to try to conceal that they're a mersuit, and it's the funniest thing because it's
obvious. Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, hon.
Yeah.
It's just not covering anything. Some of them get really old and then the zipper really shows.
Yeah.
Because, like, just for overtime, like, just time will fall off.
They're not, like, fucking indestructible. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, time to get a new one.
Yeah.
But they're expensive.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you for making me say the Nido Super Suit.
I'm not sure why you could have just said, like, cut and then just cut it out.
No, because I'm not one to bullshit. If I'm asked a question, I'll answer it truthfully.
You could have answered truthfully and then cut it out.
Well, that's why I kept going, like, what? And then you kept prodding. And I was like, well, fine.
Well, I wasn't sure what that was. Because you were going, what? You're just looking at me. And I thought, I wasn't sure if you were being cute or what.
I can't do that, but I can't be cute. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm looking at you. I can tell.
Okay, well, you jerked off to me, so touche. Wait.
Is that touche?
Nope.
That's just...
On guard.
On guard.
So on guard.
I did not realize that until relatively recently, that that was a fucking fencing reference.
You're an idiot.
Not the on guard. Touche? The touche.
Oh,
I didn't realize that.
You're special.
Did not fucking realize that.
Okay.
It literally just means touch. For all of you ignorant Americans out there, touche literally just
means
touch.
That's how they start the match. Touche.
I thought it was on guard. I thought that was how they started match.
On guard! But then the touche is the touch. I'm making that up. I don't know. I don't care.
I thought the touche is when you actually like...
Touche.
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 Remember to touche, guys.
Yeah, you gotta touche out. Oh, touche another thing out. Is, if you're gonna fuck in fursuit...
You better be fucking...
You better make sure your asshole is clean. Because let me tell
you... You butter.
Because let me tell you, I fucked my friend once, right? Thank God I had a condom on. He had a white fursuit ass. It wasn't entirely white at the end. And I wasn't happy about it. He wasn't happy about it. Bitch, clean the fuck out. That's gross. I don't want poo-poo on my dick. Uh-uh.
I don't think anyone does, but that's not true.
I think he's actually into shit, so.
Y'all.
He's a husky. He's into everything.
He's a husky. He's into everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But... Mersuits are hot.
It wasn't white.
Yeah, that's... Ew. Poo-poo is not
That's startling.
It's very different now, though, because people can actually make money off of mersuiting because of just for OnlyFans.
You still don't know it. You still
OnlyFans and...
It's OnlyFans and Just Fans.
Just Fans.
Just for OnlyFans.
Just for OnlyFans.
Just for OnlyFans.
Like, I know Senny has one, and...
I mean, we know just a couple of friends in general who have mm-hmm. OnlyFans. Like, privately. Who...
Oh, and Conrad.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Conrad has an OnlyFans, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it, or is it a just only friends? Just fuck buddies.
I don't want to know because I didn't know, so I didn't mention it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Conrad has one, too. He's our friend.
He's a good boyo. We love him.
He is special.
Cumrag.
Cumrag is his nickname, yeah.
He really is.
Quite honestly, if I was like 18 to 20 now and I wanted to do merch suiting, I probably would have done OnlyFans.
Well, yeah, because it would be like the most reasonable.
Yeah.
It's essentially just posting porn, only you also make money from it. Yeah. So.
Well, a lot of people joke, hey, if your YouTube doesn't ever do well, you can always do an OnlyFans. And I'm like, haha.
You probably could.
But it's true.
You really could.
Do I want to? No.
No.
Could I? Sure, I could.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
You could also hypothetically do a lot of things, but...
Yeah. I guess it's a fallback, but...
Like, you could hypothetically.
Become a patron, so I don't have to... Actually, you guys probably want to see the Mersu porn, so... Maybe they... Please support me.
If this video gets to
10,000... If we get 10,000 likes, I'll literally post Mersu... No, I won't do that. I'll just post an old Mersu porn video.
It's already out there anyway.
Yeah. Ugh.
Or post like a super cropped version told this, where it's just like just a blur purple.
Ew. I've told this story a million times, but when I started furry YouTube, a lot of the popular furry YouTubers, which I wish I could just name them because they were such pieces of shit.
Oh, you've told me and like kind of showed me some of the messages.
Like,
it was
fuck
mean.
A lot of early furry YouTubers from when I started. Like, a lot of them were fucking pieces of shit. But a lot of them gave me shit because I used to do mersuiting. I had one tell me I, quote-unquote, didn't deserve to do well because I was a mersuiter.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them wouldn't even talk to me when I went to, like, the YouTuber meet when I was starting up. And I was just, like, nervous. Like, hey, guys, I'm going to try this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them have still never given me the light of day. And, like, fuck those people. And some of them, ironically, aren't on YouTube anymore. And one of them, even more ironically, has an OnlyFans. So...
That's pretty great.
What the beautiful irony of it, you know? And it's like, okay... And, like, I still get, like, a lot of furry YouTubers don't associate with me because of that. And it's like, you know what? I don't care. Could,
hypothetically, I could see from, like, a business point of view, because it isn't still the most accepted thing in the fandom, if someone didn't want to associate with you. But just genuinely being, like,
but just
you
be
don't deserve success.
Yeah, or just be a human being to me and, like, talk.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't want to collab with me. That's fucking fine. That's like, totally cool. And you don't have to like mercy stuff. That's also quite all right with me. But don't treat me like I'm lesser than you because of that shit.
Yeah. Like, just like, literally just talk to you.
Like, really fuck those people who treated me like shit.
Especially considering you literally haven't posted anything new in 10 fucking years.
Yeah. It's like, get the fuck over it. I was a younger person and I don't want to call it a mistake, but I made a choice that I probably wouldn't have made today.
Yeah.
It was fine.
If you had known the career path, you would have gone down 10 years later.
But then again, maybe some of the reason my YouTube was able to take off is because people knew me from mersuiting.
I mean, yeah.
That's probably how I got some of my initial
I mean, Kim Kardashian. Sex tape. That's how she got her... Outside of the fact that, like, yeah, her dad was also what's-his-face.
Please don't ever compare me to Kim Kardashian again.
I mean, you have a halfway decent ass.
I'm not as rich, though.
Someday.
No. I don't ever want to be, like, famous. That'd be scary. That'd be awful.
You don't want to be like, you don't want to be a pop star.
No. Ugh. I'm okay with like being popular in the fandom. That's fine. But like anything more
but
than that.
But you
no.
want to still be able to go to Meyer, is what you're saying?
Sure. Well, actually, I've been recognized at Meyer, ironically, but.
Seriously?
Multiple times. Because apparently there's two furries like locally that work at my Meyer.
Oh my God.
One of them was like, hey, Owen, I like your shirt. And I was like, what? Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny though.
And I've been recognized in a McDonald's. Those are the two times I've ever been recognized.
Okay.
It was the person who handed me the drink. She's like, I love your YouTube videos. And I was like, what?
Well, see, this is also when you had, like, hyper anxiety still.
Yeah, so I was like, I didn't know what to say, and I've never been recognized.
I do remember the McDonald's one, where you then, like, came into Discord later, and were so anxious about it. And you didn't even want to go back to that McDonald's.
Yeah. That was before anxiety meds.
Yeah.
Go
check out her mental health
like,
video.
I don't... It's weird to say, like, I want a lot more subscribers. I don't want
but
a
you
million.
Don't.
I don't want a million.
So, like, what's your like, Goldilocks?
Like, 500,000 would 500? Be.
500? Okay.
That's a goal I feel like is technically obtainable.
Yeah.
Not realistic, because not even Majira has hit that, and Fluke probably will in like 2 days, but like, I mean, that's, he's on a different level.
He's like god tier for YouTube, for fucking for YouTube. I don't know how he does it.
Sexual thumbnails helped. I'm not shitting on him because hi, this is the sexual channel, but like he sexualizes the fuck out of his thumbnails and titles.
Yeah,
and that really helps.
Sex sells.
Part of the reason I started Nido was because I was like, well, Fluke can be overtly sexual on YouTube. Why the fuck can't I now? And then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go all the way with Nido. I'm going to be super sexual and not give a fuck.
And then I'm going to have my co-host out me for having Nido.
Yeah, for having a mer suit. Cool. Also, like, when I did the, like, video about my mer suit pass and stuff and then, like, mer suits in 2021, people were like, Odin used to mer suit, doesn't have a mer suit. I never said in those videos that I didn't have a mer suit.
Yeah.
I said I don't post stuff anymore. I was very careful about my wording.
Oh, yeah.
Never denied that I... never said I didn't have a mer suit. You
were very political with that.
Yeah.
Like...
I was like, I don't post mer suit stuff anymore, mm-hmm. and I haven't in a long time.
But
Nido is a mer suit.
Yeah.
And, like, if there's somehow drama from that, I can say from the bottom of my heart, go fuck yourself. I don't care.
I mean, it's really your life.
Yeah, like, fuck you. I mean, 30. I can have a goddamn mersuit if I want.
That kind of boils down to, like, just the main theme of all these videos for, like, UwuCast especially is it's two consenting adults. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect anyone else. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah. I don't care.
I mean, there's things that you're into that I hate, and there's things that I'm into that you find gross. But, I mean...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not hurting me. You're not hurting anyone else. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's taken me a long time to finally be like, I can't please a lot of people and I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be mad at me no matter what. I could give, like, a lot of people...
You could literally burn your fucking mersuit publicly saying, I'm never going to mersuit again. And you would still have people giving you shit for it for, like, 10 years ago.
Oh, and I could also give, like, $10,000 to charity and they'd be like, you gave it to the wrong one. I hate you.
That wasn't enough. We know you have more money.
That wasn't enough. Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Like, those people, I don't fucking care.
You should have given $11,000, yeah.
So, yes... Nido is a mersuit, but also, no shit, he's a sexy bunny.
He's real hot, though. Like, yeah. As a character?
A lot of people want to fuck him, and I'm like, sorry, I can't take dick, but, you know.
Oh, as, like, an actual, like, furry character, like, removing, like, broken butt, I'd fuck Nido.
Yeah, a lot of people really like that suit.
It's a good butt.
I think it's a good suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's, like, a great suit, like the head.
Yeah.
It's good, it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good, though. Rusty, I love you. You still did a good job. Don't worry. But also the teeth are removable on Nido.
I think that's hilarious. I love that. It's so cute.
It's cute until you realize what they're removable for.
Yeah.
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 I don't even need to explain that one. By the way, I disinfect the fuck out of the head. Don't worry. But also the reason I don't care that it's a mersuit and I do YouTube with it is because my channel is overtly sexual. So if you're gonna have a problem hugging a mersuiter, then maybe... you wouldn't be fucking watching my channel.
Yeah.
So I don't have an issue with it, period. It's the reason Odin Wolf does not have a mersuit body that I use, but then Nido is, and that's fine.
And for the most part, you do like keep the two entities separate. Like, yeah, yes, you are Nido and Odin, but you try and line in the sand. Yeah.
this is my Murray Purry fresh and furry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other topics are about mersuits, really.
Well, I mean, there's the whole fact of, like, why they are controversial is the whole.
Because of it's the, like, the it's fandom the, image.
It's
shit.
The fight back of, like, yeah. Well, okay. Going back to, like, even, like, 10 years ago, like, when you first started, that was the whole, like, CSI era. Like, that was, like, the first pop culture image that people would think of. Is, like, oh, furry is just that kink shit. Yeah. That's just the stuff that people do at parties.
People really don't like when you admit that this fandom has sexual aspects to it.
That humans are inherently sexual. Yeah. And therefore will impose sexuality upon
oftentimes their interests. It's either people who aren't sexual themselves, or it's people who are under 18 and shouldn't be voicing any opinion on the topic.
Which, you know what? If you're not inherently sexual, there's so many other aspects of the fandom for you to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Damn right.
You don't have there's aspects that you probably enjoy that we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not our place to tell you that you shouldn't like those things.
Right.
Because there's something here for everyone.
I really hate fandom policing on stuff that's, like, completely consensual adults. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the most frustrating thing ever.
I know.
And like, I mean, yeah, we've talked about it a few times, but, like, I'm glad... that, like, as a fandom, we have at least progressed a moderate amount in terms of accepting mersuiting.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. I still see shit all the time.
Yeah.
Making fun of mersuiters and stuff.
But is it as toxic as it was like 10 years ago? Or like no, when you first started YouTube?
No. No, not at all.
That's good.
From
like a friend point of view, that's good.
That's good.
I care about him.
I mean, I still probably get hate messages about mersuiting probably every day still.
Really?
Or like, not like direct messages, but like a comment like somewhere about it. Like and, yeah. shitty little snide remarks or stuff mm-hmm. like that. Probably every day.
Like, how could you watch this? He's yeah. a mersuiter. Yeah.
And it's really stupid. And like, I've made mistakes in the fandom. Mistakes that I had to apologize for because they're stupid.
I mean,
but like,
who hasn't
fucked up in their life? Like, you might not be in the public spotlight like I was.
Mm-hmm.
You have made probably very egregious errors, but yeah. just you haven't been seen doing it.
You haven't been put under the magnifying glass.
And that's okay if you have an issue with me for that for a bit, but also, like, people legitimately do change. Myself, goddamn, am I included in that. I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. That's not even me anymore.
I know this is so ironic to bring up, because then the whole irony of the fact that I'm bringing this up, but it always goes back to almost like that one stupid biblical parable of, like, the first one of you to judge, or, like, the one of you who cast the first stone needs to be the one who's, like, never done anything wrong before. Like, don't judge someone else as if, like, you've never done anything wrong before.
He who cast the first stone, something, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know the irony of that is, yeah. like, the religion that comes from...
It's still a good quote.
It's...
I mean, I'm not religious, but the Bible has some good, like...
Morals. Good lessons.
Some awful morals, too, but yeah. some good ones, yeah.
Yeah. You can objectively remove, like...
Yeah.
This is... Good yeah. point.
yeah. Oftentimes, the people who are loudest at people that fuck up in the fandom are some of the people who have the most to hide.
So true.
And they do it to overcompensate.
Overcompensation.
Oftentimes, the loudest yeah. people about, like, someone says something they view as wrong are the ones who have done something in their past that's way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Or
whether it's guilt or trying to conceal it.
Guilt or concealment.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not the case. Don't get me wrong. Well, oftentimes it's to cover up your own fucking shittiness, so.
Which, you know what? It's okay to move on from shit. Assuming yeah. it's, like, yeah. not horrible. Yeah, like, well, you didn't kill someone, yeah. but, you know.
Nothing, like...
egregious.
Like, if you're a P word or a Z word or whatever, fuck right off. That's not what we're referring to. We're talking about people who make mistakes that you can grow and move past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people aren't stagnant.
Yeah.
We change.
Because if I'm the same person who I was, like, even, like, 4 or 5 years ago. Oh, God. I was intolerable.
Yeah.
I was a horrible, like, Christian, like, knock on
someone's... Even, like, last week. I'm just kidding.
I swear to God. Even, like, 4 years ago, I was, like, someone who, like, actively in high school would try and, like, get people to go to church.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. I was that person.
Gross.
Even though I was already struggling with my own sexuality, like, what am I?
And you, like, were overcompensating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That's what we're talking about.
It was one of those, like... Oh yeah, you should come to church. How often do you go to church? Just like shit like
gross.
That.
Gross.
Which...
And yet you had more friends than me.
100%. Because I was likable.
Can't relate. It wasn't until I like accepted my weirdness that I became likable to some.
Oh yeah. I will say my freshman year of high school, I was horrible. Sophomore year, rebirth. I was a new person sophomore year.
Oh my God, you're like Jesus.
Well, here's the thing. My high school, freshman year of high school, split into like two separate entities. So after my freshman year, I essentially got to like reinvent myself because it was like a different group of kids. Because my high school merged with another high school, then split in half.
You're like, so enough of that Jesus shit. What up, fam?
So it literally was like freshman year, I was honestly like relatively conservative, like Bible fucking thumping. Yeah. Sophomore year, hey guys, how's it going? It was...
And yet your parents don't know you're gay.
Well, because at home, I'm still Bible thumper.
God, little they know.
They probably have a hunch. Like, it's impossible for them to not
You just
have
a did
hunch.
A podcast about ABDL, and now you're like...
I mean, it's impossible for them... It's impossible for them to, like, not know.
That you're horribly gay. They just deny it to themselves.
Because oh, 100%. They
have hope. Yeah. Anyway, mersuits is the topic. Mersuiting. You veered off a little bit.
I mean, it's okay too, a little.
Yeah.
We're just staring at all the plushies on his wall.
No, I'm just trying to, like, stare at my suit to get an idea.
Like, what have you
Oh, mersuit paws are definitely a thing.
You dirty whore.
Like, mersuit paws? Oh, that's a big thing. Like, I've definitely shoved them in Ajax's face.
Oh, yeah.
My paws.
Some of them are really... Some paws are doing really fucking well. Like, the ones where, like, the beans are, like, really defined. Like, especially the indoor ones, mainly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care because I'm not into any of that stuff. But I'll
indulge. I like paws.
Yeah, I indulge other people's fetishes. And that's an aspect of mersuiting. Also, I've noticed a lot more, like, women are comfortable being out as mersuiters.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because I was really, really gay and didn't notice, but I can only think of, like, two or three women that were out as mersuiters back then. Maybe two.
I feel like there are inherently less women mersuiters, mainly because the fandom is predominantly male.
Yeah, true.
Not predominantly, but...
But I've just noticed more, like, open, like, that are open about it, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also a lot, some non-binary mersuiters, which is cool, too.
Yeah.
So
there's a couple that I really like, which honestly I wish I knew the name of because I wanted to kind of give kudos job. To them. I wish I can give kudos to them because I really like some of their content, but yeah, I love
there them. Are so many fucking mersuiters on Twitter now.
That's why I love being bisexual. Yeah, you lucky bastard. I love it all. I love it all. Man, woman, anything in between.
But if you want to discover mersuiters, just Twitter's the like I hate Twitter as a platform, but for porn it's great.
Oh yeah.
There are too many mersuiters to even count now that post porn.
Oh yeah.
And it's not like usually videos like on XTube and stuff. It's more mainly like photos and stuff, but
or even just like the little teasers.
Yeah, I don't like that. I need to see some dick or ass.
Well, I mean, just like hey, I have a video on my OnlyFans, oh, but like sure. This is like a 30-second preview of the video. Love that shit.
And like,
I don't have the money to go to OnlyFans and subscribe, but I love those little 30-second teasers.
But like, get your fucking money and get paid for what you do.
Oh yeah.
Because people like are like, oh, you shouldn't pay for mersuit stuff. Fuck you. They're making videos and taking time out of their day using equipment that costs money and making videos for your jerking pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? If they're say pay a few dollars, fucking you can do that. Like you can charge money for any art or any content you make.
I mean, it's still content creation.
Yes.
I mean, it's a different platform than YouTube, and it's a very...
Oh, completely different. YouTube is just, I give you shit for free, and maybe you'll give me money.
But, I mean, yeah, it's still content creation.
Yep. So I think, like, if you're a mersuiter having OnlyFans and stuff, like, fuck yeah.
Get that coin, girl.
Get your money. Get your paper. Oh, commissioning mersuits? I don't know about that nowadays as much, because nowadays, wow. Okay, already aging
you
myself.
You really just like, hi, I'm old.
Yeah. Like Made For You After Dark, like they advertise that they do mersuits. A lot of makers will do mersuits. Some of them are still uptight assholes, and if you even ask them, they'll deny your commission.
How dare you?
Like yeah. Fuck those makers, by the way, because like you can politely decline someone instead of just turning them down entirely because they might have a sexual attraction to the beautiful art you make. Whatever. And I'm not saying fuck them for not making mersuits. You have every goddamn right to do that. Just don't be a dick to someone who is into that. That's all I'm saying.
Don't turn your nose up at them and make them feel like shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, you also have every right to not make a mersuit. That's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
So just do your research just on who makes them. Or like you can really get a mersuit from any or a fursuit from anybody and mod it, and they're very easy to mod. Yeah.
Assuming it's not like egregiously against like terms and conditions.
Yeah, some of them will have a terms of service that you'll break if you do that, but
which you'll avoid like warranties or whatever, but
yeah. So just do your research.
Yeah.
And one day I would like to have another suit of Dino.
Dino. Oh, that's the deer.
The deer. And it would be a mersuit, because deer butt.
Deer butts are great.
Yeah, that's why my boyfriend likes
deer. Honestly, if you could deer. Just like get like a little bit of padding on there, just like the slightest bit, it'd be really hot.
I could wear a diaper.
Last episode.
Diaper would be some padding. Salsa? God, that was weird. Any of the questions
you have about mersuiting? I mean, just a little padding.
No.
Just like a...
No. Any other questions?
Drag queen, come on.
No. Any questions about mersuiting?
I mean, I've asked most of them.
Just anything else?
No. I don't know.
Well, if you have any questions, be sure to leave them in the comments below. You can leave them on any of our socials. It's fine, you know. But aren't there some questions you still have saved up? We can look.
I think there's like one or two left. Okay. So we can...
Yeah. Because, we're recording a bunch of these in a row, so the next couple episodes probably won't have, like, comments, but keep asking them, and we'll get to them in a future episode.
Christopher Berry, also known as Akuma R. Deer on YouTube, is what physical trait is a massive turn on IRL outside of, like, peen or butt, like the traditional ones? Like, he gives the example of, like, he really likes eyes. Like, what's, like, a good feature that you find attractive on someone?
None.
Really?
I don't care.
Really?
I've
so you're not like, I really like someone's calves or whatever?
No.
Really?
I've explained this to you before, I think, that I'm only attracted to dicks, butts, and asses. I'm not attracted to, like, bodies or anything. I just don't care. That doesn't do anything for me. That's why I like gear.
Okay.
Like, I'm
I feel like you have mentioned this.
There is a term for it. It's called phallosexual. Like, I'm literally attracted to dicks. Like, quite literally, just phallic, like the phallosexual. Yeah.
Okay.
So, like,
etymology.
Yeah, I just don't care. I mean, I kind of like that, like, what we talked about, the, where the...
Happy trail.
Well, yeah, sure, but, like, the bones that are there that are defined.
Oh, like the V-line?
Yeah,
like
the V-line.
Like the swimmers have, like, a really pronounced
Yeah, that's kind of hot. Yeah. I'll say that, sure.
Yeah.
Or a belt. Oh, bellies. I guess bellies count.
Yeah.
Bellies. A round belly with fuzz. There we go. Oh, yeah. I forgot I do like bellies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's, like, your ideal belly size? Like, dad bod almost, or, like...
Oh, that can be pretty big.
Okay.
If the person carries it well.
Single tier.
There should be like a waterfall at this point, but what about you? Do you have any preferences?
It depends on the...
I was just waving to the rat. Go on.
He's just waving at the rat. Like, hi.
Are you saying hello?
God, my mom used to do that to me.
Get on with the answer.
I like a lot of things. This is going to sound really cheesy, and I know you said it already. I really like eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I think
what eyes... color? Oh, wait, like you'd know anyway.
Well, I can still objectively tell. Like, some eyes, to me, are prettier than others. I like the light brown, almost greenish eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Those, I think those are so, so fucking pretty. Which are honestly kind of close to mine.
Yours are just brown, but go on.
It depends on what time of the year it is.
Sure.
It does.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that, honey.
Oh, you ruined my fuzz.
What about... This is not a visual podcast. That makes no sense. Now, what other eyes?
What other eyes? Well, I just think eyes are really pretty. Outside of that, I really like good, like, shoulder structure. Like, broad shoulders. I think that's really hot. Just, like, a really...
You really like that 90s padding, huh?
I like a broad build.
90s shoulder pad look?
Like, especially, like, in the context of guys. Because, like, we're really gay here. I like a really broad build in general.
Broad, built, buff, beefcake.
Yeah.
Butthole? I couldn't think of a B word for men.
A big broad
bussy.
A big broad bussy.
Gross.
On women though, because I am bi. I don't know.
Boobies.
Well, that would kind of probably hone it, like, the umbrella probably, of, like, butts. I don't know.
Left areolas.
Just the left one.
Yeah.
Just the left.
The right one can fuck off.
Nipples. I actually do like nipples, like, in general. It's not like a kink, but, like, there is, like, an ideal nipple for me. Like, I don't like, and y'all are going to know what I'm talking about, the chocolate chip nipples. The ones that are just, like, a little, like, boop, a little dot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a super huge fan of those.
Salsa?
Salsa? There's, like, an ideal nipple for me, but anyways, yeah.
That's such a weird sense. There's an ideal nipple. And if you have it, you'll know.
Yeah. Well, I'll know, and I'll let you know.
No. RateMyNipples.com.
RateMyNipples. But thank you so much, Christopher Berry, a.k.a. Akuma R. Deer, for your question.
There's got to be other questions.
I did most of them last
time. Search harder. There's got to be another one.
I literally had to ask, what's your opinion of knots? Because those are the only questions we had. Literally anything with a question mark, I screenshotted.
Well, you better ask more fucking questions, people. Okay? And if you made it this far in the podcast, comment Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. That's that city in Michigan, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
So we need you to... Don't look it up. Don't Google it. We want you to guess.
Yeah.
How you think Sheboygan is spelled.
Because Owimbaway was the funniest one.
Oh, God.
That was an Anthrocast
one, Anthrocast, right? But it was still trapped. Well, most of the viewers kind of crossed back and forth.
Yeah.
But on Anthrocast, we did Owimaway. And the fucking aftermath was tragic in the comments.
Yeah.
The butchery.
It was beautiful. I guess that kind of ends this episode. Like, mersuits are fucking hot.
They are.
I want to fuck more mersuit ass and suck more mersuit dick. So.
And also, don't be an asshole. If
don't be a dick to mersuiters, unless they're doing something illegal or something, then they can fuck off. But
then you can be a dick.
Yeah.
Then tell someone.
Or just, you know, report them to the authorities. Cause yeah. That's what you should be doing instead of yelling on Twitter. But yeah. Yeah, so Naito's a mersuit.
Really?
Fuck you, North.
What do you mean?
North, if you got a suit, would you make it a mer suit?
Well, like I said, that
if you got one, I overheat. If you were to get one,
okay. If I didn't have the issue of overheating, I probably would have one.
Okay, you could just get a bunch of ice packs,
and I probably wouldn't actually. Do it. I wouldn't do it in my kobold character. I would probably get it out of like one of my previous characters.
The ones I mean, that are, like, you can wear those like body things that are like really that are cold,
like the liquid cooling ones, almost.
Yeah, and then you can have a fan blowing in your mouth.
That's so much fucking effort, though.
Like, yeah, mersuiting is a lot of effort. Welcome to mersuiting.
But that's why I wouldn't want to do it, because it just it wouldn't be worth it at that point.
That's why I haven't done it in like months.
30 minutes of,
that's why I haven't done it in for months. Like 30 minutes is generous, but go on.
You're not selling it.
Like, it's not for everybody, but hey, if you have a hot mersuit,
hit us up.
No, I would not say that on a podcast, but I, yeah,
mersuits they're hot.
You know.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
Because it's pretty hot.
Keep posting comments so I can keep, or content so I can keep beating my meat to it. You know what I mean?
Slurp.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the mersuit episode.
Yeah. You can find us.
Where?
I have it ready.
Oh my god.
I have it ready. You can find us on Google Podcasts, the Podbean app, Spotify, and Amazon Music and Audible.
Is this going to be allowed on iTunes when we can, like, submit it or no? And maybe, I have no idea. Maybe one day on iTunes. We haven't even got the Anthrocast on there yet.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
I applied. I fucking applied. I at least could apply.
Finally, you applied yourself, dear. Oh,
Jesus. You sound like my mother, actually. She's... Minus the...
Oh, I thought she had the accent.
Minus, right. Like, the New York.
Anyway.
Minus the New York deli worker.
Anyway, it's been Nido Flow.
And Kobold Northcote.
And,
Goodbye.
Goodbye.